Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And quite possibly the worst night of sports ever last night. Dodgers and the Yankees both won. That just sucks.
Yeah, but it's not. But the Dodgers still have to. Philly, you like that the Phillies were eliminated?
They don't bother me. We took care of that business. I got no ill will toward the Phillies. I'm not crazy.
No, and I don't really care about the Mets.
I don't care about the Mets either. They don't do us any harm. I just hate the Dodgers. And even my wife asked, you hate them more than the Yankees? Yes, I hate the Dodgers more than the Yankees. They were the cryingest little biaz ever after 17. I don't want to. And any team that Kelly is on, I just can't stand. I just can't stand. So I hate the Red Sox too, because he was on their team. It just sucks not having the Astros playing. We're just not used to this. The excitement of having your team in it is just crazy.
We're out so fast, but who can beat the Tigers? Nobody.
Nobody can beat the Tigers.
I mean, they got beat 7-0 in their first game, but then they've thrown two shutouts since then. I was going through their numbers. They have 44 postseason innings pitched so far. They've allowed runs in four innings. In 40 innings, they haven't allowed runs. There's only been runs, and it's when they've allowed runs, it's only been in that, like, they allowed 5 runs in the first inning when they gave up 7, 2 in another inning, and that was it. So 7 runs they didn't allow, or 6 runs they didn't allow any runs. That was the big game against Cleveland. Against Houston, we got 1 run in the ninth. We had 8 scoreless innings, 1 run in the ninth. And the game where we scored 2, we had 2 in 1 inning and none in any other ones. When they pitch, you basically are not going to score.
Pitching chaos is working. I mean, you've got basically one starter and pitching chaos. And that is, and AJ, it's nice. AJ is doing a hell of a job there. And it's good to see. I mean, AJ did a nice job here. We can't hold it against the AJ at all. I mean, I don't want to see him win. I would much rather we were there, but at least AJ's there doing.
Oh, I'll cheer for them.
Yeah,
I'll cheer for them to win a World Series.
Yeah,
great story.
It is an unbelievable story with that lineup and this rotation for them to be where they are. I think that it's got to end sometime, doesn't it?
No. Eventually, you. I mean, once we. Well, first of all, they haven't won this series.
No, it's not over, but they're up 2-1.
Cleveland, goes today? I think there's some true ball brewing.
No, I think he's going to get the last.
They're going to wait until 5. Because if you get out of it after today, you got him in the first game.
Yeah, right.
And if you don't get out of it today, you want him in game 5.
Right.
There may not be as much true ball.
His name is Scooble. Not true ball, okay?
I know there may not be as much true ball for the other team.
There is true ball
for the... Because of Scooble.
Well, there is true ball for the other team whenever Scooble is on the mound. We've got... The other story yesterday was Aaron Rodgers, who vehemently, vehemently denied that he had anything to do.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's not one me.
No, no, no. He was pissed.
He said, I'm frankly, he's flabbergasted that anyone thinks he has enough power to do anything in that building. And the guys who are most surprised are Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard and the wide receivers that he had on his list to come over with.
And Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah. They're all surprised.
Well, apparently.
Everyone is.
Apparently, this was a preemptive strike because Sala was taking away the play calling duties from Hackett.
Yeah.
And so Aaron Rodgers said, oh, you think you are? Aaron Rodgers had this to say. As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it. And that is, I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. It's interesting the amount of power people think I have, which I don't. But I love Robert. I don't know. Pushing him on the sidelines. I'm not sure about that love.
It was being floated in the organization that Robert Sala was looking to fire Hackett. You meet with the owner on Monday night. And then the next morning, Robert Sala's gone. Hackett stays.
All they talked about, Dell, he said he was going to play better.
He called him.
The owner called him.
Oh.
And the owner called him, and Aaron Rodgers said he was just to check up on him.
Oh, okay.
He said he was going to play better football. Mm. Yeah. That's all that was said there.
Doesn't this sound like something that...
How you feeling tonight? Feeling good? You okay?
You feeling good,
Because I saw you crawling on that field like you needed life alert, so I'm just checking in on you when you got hit. He crawled away.
The offense seems lacks creativity and all that. What are your thoughts on that, Aaron? I know I wish Nathaniel was able to do what he really wanted to do.
I wish we could get rid of Sala.
It seems like there's just some meddling going on.
In Hackett's business, if Sala would stop meddling. Does this sound like something that happened here? When a young sprite named Jack Easterby knew his head was on the chopping block, and then the end around happened, and wait a minute! If you bring in the guy from Pittsburgh, I won't have a job. So let's make some moves.
I've seen this,
and it's no good for the organization.
No,
you know what? You got to get that out of the building. I don't know. Do you have to get Aaron Rodgers out of the building? Here's the deal: Aaron Rodgers doesn't play good football. He's not the same guy. That's a big problem. Is the offense uncreative? If that's a word, then yes. Is it stagnant? I don't know. Are they predictable? Are other defenses? I mean, look at that throw. He threw it right to Van Kinkle. Oh, I mean,
this Aaron Rodgers has made some bad decisions.
He's made some really bad decisions.
Underthrows, like right there. It's things that are things that aren't natural with him, and he looked so good against the Patriots. But if you take out that game against one of the worst teams in football, if you take that away, he hasn't played well.
Well, yeah. Listen, we have our own really crappy team to play this week in the NFC East. Okay, so and here's the deal: did you see who didn't practice yesterday? Derek Barnett shoulder, Kenyon Green knee, Jake Hansen back, Titus Howard hamstring. Kamari Lassiter, shoulder. Joe Mixon, ankle. Laremy Tunsil, ankle. Jimmy Ward, groin. Robert Woods, foot.
We ain't getting Laremy to practice.
Well,
I'm not going to count that. That's not really his
thing. That's funny because I've got Alvin Kamara on my – he never practices.
You do what your coaches will allow you to. Like if your coach will allow you not to practice, you're not going to practice. That's what a lot of the veterans do. I get it. If you have an injury that's pretty good, then there's a chance Tunsil's injury is just, he's got a long history of doing this. So, but if you have an injury like an ankle that you think needs to rest, that's fine. Whatever the case may be. And Titus Howard has. Do you think Titus Howard's like all of a sudden there are all these hamstrings? He goes, hey, I have hamstring too. I don't want to practice either.
No. Okay. You think he sat out the whole game just because he went under COVID?
Oh, no, that's right. He missed a game.
Yeah,
that's what. Well, Dr. Fisher is – Dr. Fisher might get him well.
Hurry.
Yeah, there's a chip. But if hamstring keeps Nico out for 4 weeks, it's not out of the question that Titus Howard doesn't play this week and we see Fisher again. Now, you need Tunsil to play. Tunsil will play. I'm not worried about Tunsil. Tunsil's just taking a veteran break. His ankle hurt a couple weeks ago. That's fine. I don't care.
How did they field an offensive line? Kenyon Green, Titus Howard,
three
and
starters.
Laremy Tunsil.
all three starters. Yeah. They didn't.
Yeah.
And that's Wednesday. Today's the big day. Like, today's the day you circle. If you're not practicing today, Thursday, that's a big concern. No. And so Lassiter is the guy I'm keeping an eye on. Tunsil, Lassiter, those are the two big ones. Who else did you have?
Well, Aaron Wilson is already saying, don't expect Lassiter to play.
Yeah. So D'Amico addressed this, actually. What is – and that's a little bit scary because it's not real tutti-frutti behind him. Here is D'Amico talking about the depth behind Kamari Lassiter.
You've been playing two corners and two linebackers a lot. No Lassiter today. You feel comfortable about the depth at cornerback if he's not able to go?
Yeah, I feel great about the depth of our entire team. At the end of the day, that's – you know, why guys are in the roles they're in, that's why guys are in the league. Like, and everybody understands the importance of their role, and you can always be called on to step up and play in a game. So our guys are prepared. They prepare the right way. They work really hard at it. So I'm excited to see, you know, a lot of different guys step up this week.
I don't like that answer.
Are you really excited?
He didn't name one of the guys from the cornerback position he expects to step up.
I love all our depth.
Yeah.
All our depth is.
I love all the scriptures, too.
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
All of them.
I didn't hear one specific name. I would have loved just to hear a name. Since he loves all the guys.
So I guess it's going to be Boyd.
Well, he doesn't know. He's just bringing up like Kadar Holman they just snatched him up, and so.
So they have great depth. They signed a guy directly off another team's practice squad to be active, right?
Yeah, look
how great the depth is.
Let's see.
Hey, you know how great our depth is? We immediately go sign a guy off the practice squad.
Stingley Boyd, yeah. Boyd? So Boyd is probably.
Kudus on the
IR. Yeah, more than D'Angelo
Miles
Ross.
Miles Bryant?
No, D'Angelo Ross.
D'Angelo Ross?
Miles Bryant is like 100. Is 5'8", 175 pounds or something. Miles Bryant's tiny.
Wow. Yeah. That's a little scary right there.
Miles Bryant, 5'8", 192. He's a slot. He plays behind Jalen Petrie, and that is not going to be – yeah, this is – it's if it, but it's also the Patriots.
Well,
this couldn't be a better week to have this happen.
Yeah.
You got a rookie quarterback. You got a rookie quarterback. That's
it's starting to get scary, though.
A lack of danger from wide receivers. Yeah.
You know, you never know how. I think they're going to probably make it simple for them, for the kid. The Texans have to make it really complicated. I really do think you throw the kitchen sink at them all the time. Like the way you did it with Caleb Williams. I mean, they just brought it. They brought the house.
Take that run away.
Yeah. And you know what? The problem is if Kamari Lassiter is out there, you can go one-on-one. I'm not sure that you can. They're going to be looking for whoever is going to be covering that. They really don't have receivers either. I mean, you're right. This could have been a better week.
So we talk about ours. Listen to this. Here's the Colts injured list. Snacks told it to me in the car. Jonathan Taylor did not participate in practice. Braden Smith, their starting right tackle, did not participate. Trey Sermon, their backup running back, has a collarbone issue. He didn't participate. Michael Pittman is out. Josh Downs did not participate. Their starting slot. Anthony Richardson's just coming back. Limited good. Participation for their starting DN.
No, that's good for the rest of
limited it. For their core. Like, they've got a ton, too. I think the Texans, so you're going to be without Lassiter. You're going to be without Nico. You're going to be potentially without Titus Howard.
You know who's scary is Jake Hansen's scary. The depth behind him is Jamal Hill and Neville.
I like
Hewitt.
A lot of the guys that we have at linebacker.
You like?
Like a lot of our depth at linebacker. I'm excited to see other players playing.
Jamal Hill going to be out there?
Yeah, I'm excited to see rookies who used to be safeties playing linebacker. I'm excited about that.
Did we got a signing today? You figure?
Probably.
We could.
We'll see who's at practice.
Keep your eye on that transaction list. Like I said, you can mess around and lose to the Patriots. It's possible.
Last year you messed around and you lost to the Panthers. Last year you messed around and lost to the Falcons.
If you score 17, you should be fine. The Patriots can beat you if they score a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown. And they have to really overwhelmingly win the turnover battle, which I don't think will happen with a rookie quarterback. But all you have to do is get to 20 and you should be safe.
Yeah. No, and they can get to 20.
I think so, even though the Patriots defense is not bad. You can get 20.
Stephon Diggs was limited at practice because of rest. I never seen that one before. DeSean Phillips, hip, limited. Damian Pierce back out there, limited with hamstring and Kirk Hinus.
Ooh, red means injured. On my Our Lads depth chart.
Yeah.
So we have Tytus Howard, Joe Mixon, British Brooks, Damian Pierce. British Brooks hit the – they've still got him on there, but yesterday he was put on the IR. Derek Barnett, Jay Canson, Jimmy Ward. That's who they have on the red list.
Well,
and
at least
we've got Kamari Lassiter.
Practice at least. And maybe he'll give a boost to this offensive – to this running game. Maybe. I don't know. All I know is they need to run the football.
Hip drop.
All right, time to talk about MyBookie, the way to bet on this. I mean, you got all these injuries. We've given you a little inside information.
You bet on injuries?
You can't bet on injuries per se, but you can bet on a team that's or against the team that is mightily injured, and that's what you can do at MyBookie. You're going to go against? Well, the Texans are 7-point favorites. So you tell me. You like them by 7? I don't know. That's up to you. You got to make your choice, but you can make it at MyBookie because it's easy to navigate. It's a wonderful site. I love it. I made a mistake of putting a Padres win World Series bet down on it. It doesn't look all that great right now. And right after I put it down, Joe Musgrove went. Immediately after I put it down, Joe Musgrove had a Tommy John, which is what? Anyway, this is what happens. Stuff happens at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975, sometimes in your favor and sometimes not. But here's the deal. When you go to MyBookie and you make your deposit, they will double that. That's always in your favor. Always, always, always. When they double the money that you put down, that is not happening anywhere else. It's happening at MyBookie. So make sure that you get to MyBookie, play, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Rest in peace, Tropicana Field. The roof, did you see the roof? Torn off of Tropicana
yes,
Field
shredded.
In Tampa. Rest in peace, but in good riddance. I don't know how you possibly save that because it's the entire roof. I didn't notice. I wasn't there. Were you at the game on Sunday, the Texans?
No, I was.
Okay, so there was
just come back.
There was no sun shining through. Did they just put a cover on it, or what did they do to the roof?
Well, you know they've been. What do you mean a cover?
Did they just cover the hole in the roof this week?
Well, you know the roof has been fixed.
It's all fixed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
they fixed it, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he said it'd take about a month.
Yeah, roof.
Yeah, it's all fixed. Okay, good. Well, this is the entire roof, not just one board. Tropicana Field lost its entire roof. And you can see the lights. You can see all of the inside of the building from this shot here. I don't know how you fix it. Maybe they keep it, but I don't know why you would. Of course, I don't know how the public's going to be able to possibly help at all building another field with the way that with how much they're going to have to help throughout the entire city, like 3 million without electricity right now?
3 million without power, yeah.
3 million without power.
And we were nowhere close to that.
That field was that location was supposed to house first responders before and after. Well, certainly after, as they were trying to bring the city back to normal. Now, they weren't in there at the time, but that was going to be the spot where
they had cots. Yeah, they had cots, and everything was set up in Tropicana Field. Yeah, but they said, you know, they had, like, the roof is not made from regular roof materials. It's more, the fabric is more nylon.
Like, well, it looks like it's fabric, yeah.
Yeah, it is, which is why I think they could just redo the roof.
Well, why would you think that's a secure place to go then with a paper roof?
I don't know, because, well, they also had 3 tornadoes that hit. So they had, this storm is a mother. It spawned a bunch of tornadoes. And we'll just find out about the damage like today. It'll get worse and worse, what you're going to hear about. But it was 3 million without power. And, man, that's rough. We'll see how long that lasts for them. But I think they're in for a pretty rough ride there. I figured that before. I mean,
well, back to back hurricanes.
Yeah, I mean, this
I mean, give them a break.
I know, and they typically don't get as many. Not in the Tampa area.
No,
but there's this cool front, cool weather where the air pushes from the north. You know, our dew point was down in the 40s yesterday. It was the biggest blessing that we've ever been given.
It was
for
beautiful.
Us losing Nico Collins. There's a chance
you
that,
think.
I'm just saying
that God gave us a low dew point because of how he tortured us with Nico Collins hamstring. That's what you think.
I know that one bad thing happened and one really good thing happened. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of America's team now.
You think kind the Texans? Well, there's a lot of people on the Texans this year. That's for sure. There's no question about that. We were America's darlings this offseason.
That's right.
And now here we go.
And we're 4-1 right now, headed into a game where you should be 5-1. It's all working out. Everything is going exactly as planned, except for numerous injuries.
But you know what? God gave us these injuries at just the right time against New England.
He did.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he said, hey, how about we give you a little 40% dew point so it's comfortable outside for you? 91 feels like 82.
It was great out there.
I know. And if we reached 90 or 91, you couldn't even tell, could you?
No.
That's because dew point's low. You're welcome. If you just listen.
You didn't do anything.
You did nothing.
Why do you get thanks?
Yeah, why do we thank you
because
for
you,
it?
Because you're I told you track this would of happen. Stuff, and how did that affect my life?
I told you to stop looking at humidity and look at dew point.
But how does that affect?
Because you can know when to go outside and when not to.
No, if I have to go outside, I'll go outside. Dew point.
Just say thank you.
For what? You didn't do anything.
You're welcome. You then I'll say it. You're welcome.
No. Thank you's rescinded all around. You get nothing.
Ooh, this looks like a news of the weird story. It says, apparent dress code violation gets woman kicked off Spirit flight. What do you have to do to get kicked off a Spirit Airline? Was she wearing? Now I want to know. I'm guessing it has to do with nothing.
Or was it an offensive shirt? Or could it have been something offensive on the shirt?
Maybe.
Possibly. That story's not as good, though.
Shirt on.
Well, I don't know if that gets you kicked off.
Well.
No, it's not. Wasn't that?
It wasn't that?
Not one that. Well, I'm trying to see what it was. I mean, she's dressed, they've got very influencer-type-based clothes on. Here it is, see? I don't know. Can't be just holes in the knees.
It's a crop top?
That's it?
Was she wearing a crop top and that got her
kicked off? Oh, my
God. You can't get kicked off for a crop
top. She barely had her stomach showing.
I'd have let her fly.
What? That's ridiculous.
I'd have upgraded her seat for wearing what she's wearing.
Spirit?
Upgraded her to what on Spirit?
That is not aggressive at all. What she's wearing is not aggressive at all.
Do they have first class on Spirit?
By the way, beer sales during the Utah Hockey Club's inaugural game last night totaled $120,000, the most sold for any NBA or NHL contest held at the Delta Center.
At the Delta
Center. The Jazz have played at the arena since 91.
It broke a Utah record. That's good. I mean, hockey people are drinking more than basketball people.
Yeah.
It's not the flex you think it is. It said Delta Center.
Yeah, at the Delta Center.
I mean,
it's not. It wasn't like the beer sales in the NHL. Wasn't even close.
I think it's no. They're like 350,000 a game, I think I saw. So it's like substantially less.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Any LSU game. Just go to it.
College football, you're not going to get close.
No, you can't get close. You can't get close. 726 ESPN. You know what, Del? Let's do it now. Let's pick a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. Beat the Warehouse Live Guy.
Warehouse Live Guy, yeah.
Yeah, Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. Let's do it at 7:30 exactly. At exactly 7:30, you call in. We need a contestant that's going to play Justin.
For tomorrow.
So guess what? He won again this week.
Who, Justin?
Justin did.
I thought Ricardo.
3-1-1.
I thought you said
Justin was 3-2.
That's not a beat?
No, he's got to beat. He's got to have more wins. That's the rule.
Well, sorry, Ricardo.
I didn't
fire your information over to Justin because I just assumed 3-1-1 was better than 3-2, but apparently it's not.
It's not.
You have to have more wins.
You've got to have more wins. You can't ties. Don't push it.
Ricardo, if we were a soccer league, then you would have won. You would have more points.
Yeah, but
no.
It's not.
Sorry.
It's not hockey. It's
Justin
not soccer.
Justin has set the rules in his favor.
He's got to have. That's right. You've got to beat. It's called Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. So you've got to beat him with wins, in wins. Okay?
You were the closest, Ricardo. Take heart with that, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about that, Ricardo. But here's the deal. Who wants to play at exactly 7:30?
Which
you call in at 713-780-3776.
Caller what?
Caller number five is going to play Beat the Warehouse Live Guy. You pick five games. He picks five games. And against the spread or the totals. And if you can beat him, you get four tickets to a game along with the limo ride there and back.
If you need to be available tomorrow at 9:30
tomorrow. 9:30 tomorrow. All right, La Salsa wants to get in here. Oye, La Salsa, ¿qué pasó?
Hey, buenos dias, gentlemen. I wanted to thank the great big Lance in the sky for giving us this glorious weather this morning, man. It feels amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lance.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem, man. We deserve it.
You think we deserve this weather?
Yeah. We deserve this.
And you and but and what role did you play
summer.
In it? What
it's
role
been a
did you
long
play
summer.
In it? I forget.
He looked up something
well,
online.
Well, just it's hard to answer that.
Okay.
I feel like I had something to do with. I didn't have anything to do with DuPont, but I feel like I brought it to the show.
And you think that's been a positive for the show?
Well, yeah, I actually, on Weather app, you can now actually follow DuPont if you want. You can make it one of your key things so that you can also get the feels like. So, yeah, you're welcome. Like I said, and you're definitely welcome, La Salsa.
He just wants to say thank you.
Today
it's
going to be 91, then we go 90, 91.
What's the
DuPont,
though?
Stop looking at temperature.
Let's see. Right now it's 54. Oh, it's going to be down in the 40s again. It's going to be a blessing. And here's what the feels like is going to be. Right now it's 65. 80. It feels like it's always going to feel less warm than it is. 89 is the highest feels like. 91 is the highest temperature today. Oh, my gosh, am I good.
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did it all. Congratulations. All right.
The humidity. Oh, let me check the humidity.
Well, if you want to call in and thank Lance for the dew point. Well,
dumb idiots checking humidity. Well, you guys are fools.
Okay.
Y'all don't even know what to say anymore. You're like, he's right, though. He's actually making great points.
No
one's thinking that.
No. Not once. Not once did we think that.
I'm thinking something, but it ain't that.
All right. It's time to call in, and it's time for us to take a quick one here and talk about Robin Orlando over at Houston Powder Coaters and the great job that she and her people do. Listen, you got to trust them to, and it's kind of a big deal. You have got to trust them to bring you, to get your patio furniture, your wheel parts, your boat parts, anything metal. Let's say you have one of those old refrigerators and you want to keep it, any kind of old signs that you had, you know, Schlitz or whatever kind of neat old signs that you want them to keep and stay and keep forever. Anything that it needs to be powder coated. Listen, I know a business. Well, I can say it. Westside Tennis Club. They got all brand new furniture over there. The first thing they did was they sent it to Houston Powder Coaters. Get that done first with any of your new stuff. And it'll last, I don't want to say last forever, but it's going to last a long, long time. You take care of your stuff, and guess what? Let Robin and them pick up your stuff, free pickup and delivery, anywhere in the area, okay? It doesn't matter where you are. They're on the Hardy Toll Road, but they'll get to anywhere you are, if you can hear us, and they will pick up that patio furniture or those car parts or whatever it is, absolutely free, and deliver them back to you absolutely free. It's the best. You want to keep whatever it is? 281-676-3888. You got some metal that you want to restore or keep forever? HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
ESPN had this up yesterday. Mike Tomlin. Been 16 years since his Super Bowl win.
Was it ESPN or I saw that guy Danny Perkins? I think I saw him on with Carton or Craig Carton or whatever.
Oh, well, then maybe that was the channel.
Yeah, I think
that was
the video.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it was
Danny Perkins.
Interesting.
Yeah,
it was an interesting take that he had. I was like, huh, making some interesting points.
Season since Super Bowl win 16, playoff win loss in Super Bowl 5-9. The opponents in those 9 playoff losses, opponents are averaging 35 points.
Whew.
Starting QB since 2022, 4. Now, injury, really bad. Kenny
well,
Pickett.
That happens. If you don't have a quarterback,
you don't
know,
yeah. OC since last playoff win, 6. Seems there's a lot of scapegoats in Pittsburgh, but it's not Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has a winning record every year. It's just what Mike Tomlin does.
Uh-huh.
Is it good enough?
I mean, do you? The same thing was said at one point about Bill Cowher. Cowher was finishing, had a couple losing records, and I thought they were going to get rid of Cowher. Then Cowher stayed around, ended up winning a Super Bowl. Are you just making change? At this point, it's probably just change for change's sake with Mike Tomlin.
Well, I don't know about change for change's sake, or you need a new voice, you need to get over a hump. I mean, look at, remember when Marty Schottenheimer was fired with 13 wins?
Yeah. Went down
and they went down and they just, yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Got to be careful now, just making changes for change's sake. I get it. I get it. And it's devil you know versus devil you don't, potentially. It's not the worst thing in the world if you change for Mike Tomlin. It ain't going to be this year unless he starts losing at some point. Like, how do you fire a coach who hasn't had a losing season for that many years? That's just a tough, that's a tough sell.
I particularly when you're the Steelers, and
yeah, the Steelers, you said,
don't do that. Don't do that. And I dare you to fire Mike Tomlin and watch what happens in the media. I dare you. You fire Mike Tomlin, and the media is going to bust your ass.
And is Mike Tomlin a victim of that record where he never has a losing season? They're never in a position to draft a quarterback that could elevate them.
I don't like that because Baltimore Ravens weren't. And Baltimore Ravens got
How many
Mike
teams,
Tomlin doesn't handle the draft, though. For years, it was Kevin.
This is what I'm saying.
Kevin Cole.
I'm not blaming Mike Tomlin for it. What I'm saying is, if the Steelers aren't willing to make a move up in the draft to go get a guy, you're hoping for a Lamar Jackson type to fall to you. And how often is that going to happen?
Well, no, that doesn't happen a whole lot. But they had Ben Roethlisberger for a long time. They had a lot of success with Ben,
and they took a shot with the first rounder.
I mean,
and
he
it
still
didn't work
has winning records with non-quarterback. With guys
was
who
the
11th, non-
Ben was the 11th overall pick.
Yeah, something like
higher.
That.
Yeah, he was around there. But as far as Mike Tomlin, they took a shot with the quarterback. It didn't work out with Kenny Pickett. But is the reason he's not better as far as playoff wins simply they don't have a quarterback that can do that? They haven't had one since Ben was in his prime.
Well, I think it hurts. I don't think it's, but at some point you got to try to do. I mean, the Steelers have gotten away from the running game. You got to do what's best with, you know, you can run the, you can play defense and run the football. The scary thing is, yeah, a lot of that I don't put on Mike Tomlin, except, you know, 5-9 in playoffs. I mean, it's going to happen. You got 14 playoff games. Depending on where you are, how many times were they favored? Like, were they losing when they were the favorite?
They did lose to the Browns at home with Baker.
Yeah, that was one.
That was
my
that
guess
was tough.
Is they've got some losses against the Ravens and the Chiefs and, you know, some teams like that. But let me, but you know, the concern would be, okay, you're a defensive coach and you're allowing 35 points a game in the 9 losses. You know, that would be a concern. But for me, I don't see anything really fireable for Mike Tomlin unless you say, we just want to get over the hump. Like, this is enough, just like with Marty Schottenheimer, which was way more egregious because he had 13 wins that year. But he lost in the playoffs. You could say, okay, I'm glad that we're always over 500, but this is not the standard. We want to try to win championships. We're going to move on. You could do that. It would be wildly unpopular, not necessarily in Pittsburgh, because fans always want just a change of coach. Like, Houston's already, this city already has people done with Bobby Slowick. So it's not so silly. I know.
I mean,
but it's not unusual. Well, it's always easiest for a fan to think, all right, if we can fire one guy, everything can turn around for us.
Yeah.
It's just one away. And it's a goofy way of looking at it. It's not a realistic way of looking at it.
Forget about long term. What do you do this week with Russell Wilson being a full participant now, working with the second team? What do you do this week if you're Mike Tomlin with the quarterback position?
I keep it the same.
I would too.
If Justin Fields is okay, I keep it the same. I'm not changing. I don't look. Justin's got his. Justin's not a great passer, but Justin's a dynamic runner, and we're winning enough football games. And until we're not winning games, I'm staying.
Wait a minute.
Still.
But haven't they lost two in a row now?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't count one.
But
of
they've
those.
Got Las Vegas this week.
I don't count the Cowboy loss.
What do you? Why don't you count the Cowboy loss?
What?
Yeah. What do you mean? They lost at home.
Yeah. To the Cowboys, who weren't all that great.
But they should have won it. They didn't play well offensively.
Well, that's the Justin Fields thing, isn't it?
That's pretty much the point.
But a lot of that had to do with other things.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Like offense coordinators. Mike Tomlin's going to have to change offense coordinators.
Again?
Yep.
Again? Arthur Smith? He said six.
Arthur Smith's got to go? Already? Arthur Smith? Got to go.
Got to go to seven. It is what it is.
I don't think that's Arthur Smith. I'm pretty sure.
You know what? If they take one more loss, if they lose this weekend, who do they have this weekend?
It's Las Vegas. At Vegas.
Okay. If they lose, then I'm switching probably. If I lose three in a row with Russell, then you're not going to have any beef in the locker room. No one's going to say, what are we doing? You got three losses. You've got a real reason to make a switch.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm worried because I'm starting Justin Fields over Josh Allen in my fantasy league.
For what?
Well, because Josh Allen has been crap.
Yeah, but. Who do they play?
Josh Allen is playing at the Jets.
That's a good defense.
Oh, yeah.
At the Jets versus Justin at the Vegas.
I still think that, Justin can run.
Well, fantasy says, guess what? Make the switch. Because the points, they say Justin Fields is going to have a lot more points than Josh Allen. I hate that.
Yeah.
What kind of world am I living in where I'm going to start Justin Fields over Josh Allen?
Apparently you're living in that world. I wouldn't do it.
I don't know.
I'd start Josh. Because even in a bad game, Josh Allen in a bad game can still throw, two touchdowns and run for
and run some, and you can run too. But Justin Fields has been outscoring him. Justin Fields has been outscoring him. Even in their losses, he's outscoring him. Yeah, I don't know. That's my problem. That's Dell. That's the problem. That's my real world.
Let's talk about something far more important. Do you know that leagues across North America are taking a timeout against hate, and they're signaling timeout against hate? This is a campaign pushed by Robert Kraft. So, will you at some point today take a timeout against hate?
I'm going to take a timeout right now, and I'm going to
Lance, are you going to take a timeout against hate?
Just 2 minutes.
That's
a 30-second timeout.
I'm just giving a 30-second timeout.
I need a full timeout.
I'm going to take a timeout to talk about H, R, and P.
They don't like hate.
They hate hate.
They're anti-hate.
No, they're anti-hate. And that, you know what? If you hate in the office and you've got somebody who's hating on people, you got to get rid of them.
Hate repels productivity is what it stands for.
Well, you should. Really? While you're talking about H, R, and P, you should be signaling timeout.
Yeah, I am. Timeout. Timeout from you doing your own payroll, okay? That's what I'm taking a timeout from. You trying to do your own payroll because you're not good at it. You don't know about it. You're wasting money at it. Why are you paying some people? You probably got an HR department now. You have to, because if you didn't before, you got an HR. You got people in those HR department and the payroll department, and you're not doing it as efficiently as you possibly can. It's just not. We have, I don't know how many employees we have here in our building, and yet we've got one person, Laura. That's it. She can tell you, if you call up here and ask for her, she can tell you all about H&P. You hear all of these businesses telling you about H&P, the Marcus Piablos and the Chuck Watsons and the Chad Clays and all of them telling you how good H&P is for their business. Well, the reason is because, they're volunteering to come up here and give an endorsement for H&P. Because they love what HRMP does for them. We love what they do for us. You'll love what they do for you. Let them customize a plan perfect for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Some good games, NFL games this week, starting with tonight. Niners and Seahawks. Both teams got to win. I don't know.
It's bigger
What's
for the Niners.
Wrong with the Niners? 2-3?
Well, you know, defensively, they haven't been great. Kyler Murray went down the field on them.
Yeah.
They had some issues just stopping Arizona when they needed to. So, I don't know. Maybe you lose Saleh and you lose D'Amico and eventually it catches up with you? I don't know. Is it? I mean, I tend to think it's probably more player-based. How many injuries do they have?
The 49ers?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Well, they got McCaffrey, obviously. But you can't argue with.
I mean, Jordan Mason's not
Jordan
the problem.
Jordan Mason's been awesome. He's been awesome.
Yeah, Jordan Mason's definitely not the problem.
49ers and Seahawks tonight. That's a good one. We're going to go over to Nick's Place and watch it tonight. So come on by. Come on and hang out at Nick's Place tonight.
Who's going to be there?
The boys. We're gonna go up there.
Who are the boys?
Justin's going to go. I'm going to get Chad, maybe Yanni. We'll go up there. Go to the Nick's Place.
Do they want people with them?
You want to come watch the games?
I might go over there.
We got baseball. We got football.
Yeah, I might go
We got
over
college
there.
Football.
Yeah, see, I can't remember if I have anything.
Come on.
I can't remember if I have anything Thursday.
And we're going to have Coors Lights. Yeah. You come pick me up.
Can you go if you don't drink Coors Light?
No.
Okay. I was making sure for the listeners they
no.
knew that you're not allowed to go.
We're going to do that. We got.
What are you most excited about with baseball playoffs, Joe? If the Astros
Dodgers
are out, my interest level plummets when the Astros
I
are
love
out.
This. I
but
wish
this
was
is a good postseason.
I
by
wish
the way.
The Padres and Dodgers was a long series, not a short one.
Instead of the seven?
Yeah.
What do you think about 3-5-7?
3-5-7 is. Yeah.
I actually think it's more functional. I think it's actually. I don't like it, but I understand it. I understand it because of you don't want to wear out a 162 game schedule.
Short
I mean,
series though, the better team doesn't always win, and not in a long series either. But at least you got a better chance if you're a better team.
Well, it's better than
the other
one
team
game.
Has to beat you.
Yeah,
four
but
times.
You. But if you, that's true. But if in the short series, and I'm saying three in the three game series. You get all three at home. Like, how big an advantage should that be?
It wasn't. Two out of the four lost.
I know, but you—that's on you.
And no, that happens every year. Here's the deal: the less talent, especially a short series, is made for the Tigers. I mean, you've got one dominant guy that can't lose.
But you got home
now. You
field.
Just
got
to hope you get one more.
But you got home field the whole time.
Yeah, but home field it doesn't have a big role in baseball. Not nearly as big. Not nearly as big. You'll
well,
see.
But teams all universally have better records at home than on the road.
Oh yeah. But
so, and you get all of them at home. So, hey, you still got to play the games. If we don't like that the lesser team wins, then don't play the games. Let's just push them through.
No, obviously. But a short series favors the lesser team as opposed to the better team.
It helps them.
It helps them.
It
helps them, absolutely.
It's anything that is expanded, the sample size expands, right. You're going to regress to the norm. But that's what
team,
I like about the playoffs, though, right? I mean, I don't want just – I want it to be a little bit more wide open. A better team should still win.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's what's made the NCAA tournament great. It's what makes the NFL.
Yeah.
You just got to win. You go there, win one game, and you advance. And you might not be as good a team.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
you
the
play
one
better
game,
that day.
The one game wild card thing was – that was
bad.
Not good.
Was bad.
The three game, I'm okay with three
right
games.
With
and I'm actually okay with five because of the amount of, I mean, do you want everyone getting Tommy John since apparently nobody can pitch without a Tommy John anymore?
No. And, well, but the NBA playoffs is seven every series. Every series is seven.
Yeah, but they don't have to throw sliders.
Yeah, no, they don't. They just have to run up and down the court. I mean, I get
it. And the NBA is 2-3-2. I mean, in a perfect world, you always play it, what? 2-2-1-1-1
yep.
would be the perfect scenario, but you can't because of travel. But that would be the perfect scenario. I don't know. I'm fine. I'm fine with the way baseball is right now. I'm okay with the five game series. I'm actually don't hate that. I mean,
no, I don't hate it either. I just wish that the Padres and Dodgers were a seven game series.
Yeah, because of how good the game has been.
Yes,
the games. Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
I do think that the seven game series is obviously going to benefit the deeper. You know, pitching teams with deeper pitching are benefit from the seven game series. I would say it doesn't benefit the Tigers, but I don't even know anymore. The Tigers, if you missed it, the Tigers have thrown 44 innings of baseball, and they've only allowed runs in four of those innings. Now, you know, there was a two run inning, a five run inning, and a one run inning. But other than that, they've got 40 scoreless innings out of 44 in the postseason. That's incredible. And Tarek Skubal has not been scored on yet. their starter, their only real starter. He's not been scored on yet. And their hitting still keeps coming up. They got their second straight 3-0 shutout win over the Guardians. And the Guardians are flipping out because they haven't scored in 18 innings. They're like, what? It's actually longer than that. Because of the game they scored 7, they got 5 in the first and then 2 like in a 7th. So really they haven't scored in 20 straight innings. You could go so far as to just say they've only scored one time in the last 26 innings. They've only scored 2 runs in the last 26 innings, and they've only scored in one of the last 26 innings, if you really want to do the math on that one.
It's 20 straight innings, and I mean, the pitching chaos. Now we got a new one. This is the offseason of pitching chaos, and that's because
we just call them bullpen starts.
No, it's called pitching chaos. That's what it's. That's a new term, and that's what AJ coined it. Pitching chaos, and that's
where is that to change terms? Have you noticed that? Like, it's not you can't. It's not homeless anymore. Well, I'll still say home. It's unhoused is just trying too hard.
Yeah,
that's a try too hard thing. So I'm like, yeah, homeless, unhoused. It's how does it mean? Are you just switching the word? Because you want your word to hit, like.
Well, we don't want to be offensive. That's why.
I don't think homeless is. I don't know how that's offensive.
Yeah,
how's it offensive?
We don't want to be offensive. That's
you don't have a home.
They're not without. They're not homeless. They just currently are unhoused.
And it is homeless because that means they have less home.
Yeah.
No, they have no home.
So they're unhoused.
Unhoused. Yeah.
See how it works, Lance?
No.
Well, that's because you're not.
It sounds like you're trying to win points with the new.
With who?
We changed the phrase.
Yeah,
I don't think I've discussed this on the show. Did you know African American is considered an offensive term?
To who?
Some younger people.
What do they want to be called?
Because I saw this on Twitter and on TikTok, and it turned into a big thing on Twitter where everyone's like, exactly. Where the argument was, I'm going to start calling you European Americans. Like, there's some Mexican American, and there's a bunch of black people who came in and said, it is super offensive to be called African American. Why are you separating us? We're Americans.
They just want to be called Americans? Okay, yeah. Let's ask a young person.
They want
person,
to be called Americans or black.
Let me ask Alan. He's a young African American.
Yeah, hold on. Ask him, because I asked my kids, I said, what do you say? Do you say African American or black? They said, we say black. Why would we say African American? It's like a whole generational thing that's happened that I didn't know. Bring Alan in here.
He said he's not offended.
Not offended. No.
Not offended by what?
You read someone
by African American.
No.
Everybody's offended about it.
I swear on my kids' lives. Mm. This happened. It was enormous. No. Kids now don't say African American anymore. Mm. They say black. Mm. They say, why are you calling us? They don't call you European American, right?
No, Italian American.
You don't get called that by people. They don't know what you are.
Italian American Club.
If a person says John, they'll call you a white. They'll call you a white person. Oh. Right? Well, they say white tea, white person.
Yeah, no.
No matter how much you rub your arm, you're a whitey.
I'm in the not sure.
Yeah,
not sure category.
And so this is the whole thing. And this is an age. This is like
that's
a generation
not a category.
Thing, where this
that's
whole
not a category.
This whole
it's not your category.
Indiscriminate. We're not sure who
we're
it
not
is.
Sure.
But I'm being serious though. Young people don't.
They're
think,
unhoused. I'm unsure. Okay.
I've said that about you before.
So I've gone through my life. There have been so many changes that I just.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't even say.
You didn't even know about this one.
No.
You didn't know about this. I didn't either. Mexican American, this is all young. By the way, it's all young people. It's people in their
20s.
And they say, why are you calling us Mexican Americans? We're Americans. And then you said African Americans is so like why are you separating us from everyone else? Like no, and black people in the thread like no, y'all don't understand. Jesse Jackson, the NAACP, started this in 1981. It's like that's our like white people keep trying to call us African Americans to show us that we're less than them. Like no, this is NAACP. That was considered a polite and like a proactive, politically correct thing. You
well,
say
more
African
respectful than other names.
More respect. Yeah, right. It was considered a sign of respect. Right.
How did you get yourself involved in this?
And yeah, I young, don't want to be.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
And young people
in this.
Are like, no, we're no. black. So I just like, okay, that's cool with me. Whatever.
So Lance, I mean not Lance.
You want to be called
John? I'm just a person. That's all,
John. I wouldn't call you white Italian American.
What do you call? Would you call him white tea?
I would not call him white tea. I can't tell. No one can tell what John is. So you, yeah. You just call him John.
You can't tell.
See, how about that? How about I'm just John? Okay.
I cannot discern what right. John is. So he's just John.
But remember, so what I'm telling you is only young people.
But if I'm unsure, what's my pronoun?
Unsure about your gender or unsure about your. Unsure
about my, skin color.
I don't think there's a pronoun for that.
Unsure about your skin color.
Yeah. Unsure about your race, your nationality.
Yeah, my race. What if I'm unsure about that? What's my pronoun then?
I don't think pronouns come into play there.
We're going to have to figure this one out.
Well, we found
Maybe
out.
Maybe you can help me, Twitter.
I was able to ask the young black person here. He doesn't mind being called African American.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think you should.
Not everybody.
Are you telling them how they should feel?
Yeah, Lance.
See, he's trying to trap me any way I go, any direction I turn.
You're the one that
you said it. I didn't tell you to say
no,
that.
No, I just didn't know if you guys knew this.
I wish the Astros were still playing.
It'd be something to talk about.
I don't know if you guys knew this new thing.
Of course,
just,
we don't know
you just
this
say black.
Because
don't say African American anymore.
We don't spend
John.
The time that you do.
I say African American because Alan likes it.
And Alan speaks for all the young black people.
I've got black friends, African American friends that like to be called.
Well, they're not young. Alan is young, and we've nominated him to speak for all young black people.
Yes, he represents all black people.
He's the Jesse Jackson of young black people.
All young black people.
He speaks for everyone. And he's
decided. I polled all the young.
I thought you don't like when people speak for you.
Yes, that's the joke.
I polled all the young black people I know.
The one. Thank you, Alan, for your contributions.
Thank you.
I polled all the young black people. You didn't even poll them. A study says. That's what you're supposed to say.
I like a study.
I'm a study guy. It came from the Olalea Institute.
In a recent study.
The Olalea Foundation did a study of one.
And they like.
And they don't
so
mind.
So your whole theory there
out
is off.
The door.
Yep. You know what's off is if you're trying to buy a home and you try to do your own mortgage. I don't know. See, when I bought my home, I didn't know anything about mortgages. I just was like, oh, well, the mortgage company's going to take it and they're going to do it. Well, no, that's not the way it works. Actually, you got a broker that can go out there and he can work his tail off to get you as the best deal you could possibly have. I didn't know any of this. We just went in there and said, oh, here's your mortgage company and sign these papers and sign away. Oh, here's this fee and that fee and this fee and that fee and here's your rate. And okay, great. Thank you. What? No. You can shop it. And if you don't shop your loan, you're doing it wrong. And if you're not with a broker, you're doing it wrong. And Kent Jones is our guy here. I love Kent. He is going to work his tail off to save you thousands of dollars. He is really, really good at this. If you're in the market for a home, he's going to find the perfect loan for you, be it Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or FHA or VA or it doesn't matter what it is. He is going to find the best loan for you. 75% of the people are doing it wrong. This is all about saving money, but still getting top-notch service and advice. Trust me, he is going to get you will know Kent by the time this thing is all said and done because he's gonna save you thousands of dollars. The Ultimate Mortgage Hookup, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473, Jake and Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.